Are standards surrounding development and its impact on flooding strong enough? That's one of the questions being asked by some residents across Central Florida, many of whom are also calling for moratoriums on new development until municipalities look at the issue. Continuing our series, Central Florida Seen and Heard, Rising Water, Central Florida Public Media's Lillian Hernandez Caraballo reports.
Watch for fire ants.
Wendy Anderson is showing me around Victoria Park in DeLand, a master planned community that was approved in the late 90s. It spans close to 2,000 acres, meant for about 4,000 homes. Anderson says we'll be focusing on two of its neighborhoods today, Victoria Trails, where she lives, and the one directly across the street, Sawyer's Landing.
Sawyer's Landing is the neighborhood inside our neighborhood that is not our neighborhood.
The small subdivision is a horseshoe with some 90 homes built on what original plans show was meant to be left untouched as natural wetlands. But the project switched hands.
The original developers here were not going to develop it because it was originally wetlands, but the people they sold it to didn't have any problem doing that.
Here's the thing. Wetlands hold a lot of water. According to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association and the Environmental Protection Agency, 1 acre of wetlands can hold up to 1.5 million gallons of water. Houses and even the most permeable concrete can't do that.
They've upgraded from being wetlands to being a pond.
Anderson is an environmental science professor at Stetson University and an appointed member of the Volusia County NRAC, or the Environment and Natural Resources Advisory Committee, where she helps draft new ordinances to help address flooding issues.
This is my passion right now. I am just absolutely focused on trying to find solutions for it.
For years, she's been concerned with the Victoria Trails and Sawyer's Landing's developments, saying these communities are directly responsible for some of the severe and long-standing floods happening in the community next door.
I would argue, and I think my neighbors over there would too, they are feeling the impacts of the presence of these particular areas of the neighborhood.
But the water displacement isn't the only thing on her mind. She says these Victoria homes were also built on excess fill. That means these newer homes sit higher than older ones. In accordance with the St. John's Water Management District and City of DeLand regulations, roads and homes are to be built at higher elevations to avoid getting flooded. Older neighborhoods didn't have these regulations, but because water flows down, Anderson says it's all ending up on the other side, in what the city says are naturally low-lying areas of unincorporated county land. And then there's the pump.
So here's an irrigation pump, and this one says recharge.
Retention ponds are designed by engineers to offset pre-development water runoff by holding and diverting storm water. Keeping them overfilled, Anderson says, defeats their whole purpose. Although Anderson eventually got the pump shut off in 2022, she believes all that extra water, right as the area was hit with record high rainfall, helped raise the water table. In other words, the level at which water normally sits underground is now higher.
You know, once the groundwater fills up, once the water table rises up, it takes a long time for it to go back down.
Keith Rieger is a civil engineer with 40 years experience. He has worked both in Volusia and DeLand. He says he's seen a lot change during his time, mainly an urban population boom in Central Florida and increasing rainfall. He says, among other factors, these changes can make it harder for engineers to make accurate predictions. But he says that, for the most part, they get it right.
Engineers design recommendations based on the information that they have available at the time.
But Rieger says extraordinary events can and do occur. So some local governments have been adopting even more stringent regulations to account for rising water and changing rain patterns.
We're mindful that whether it be climate change or back-to-back storms, or hurricanes, or normal variability, that, you know, sometimes that criteria doesn't provide enough storage volume to attenuate the problem.
I went over to see this problem for myself. That squishy sound is the saturated land of small business owner J.C. Figueredo. He says his 12 acres now sit far below Sawyer's Landing and Victoria Trails.
Since they finished these developments, this ground has been wet like this.
Figueredo's home is on unincorporated county land, adjacent to the newer neighborhoods. He says it's always wet now, whether it rains or not. When I visited, it hadn't rained in months. Like Anderson, he believes stormwater now just sits here due to the runoff and impact from newer developments. And more are on the way.
There's nowhere for water to go. So the problem is that if they don't fix it, it's going to affect thousands of people here real soon.
Indeed, thousands of people across Volusia County claim that new development is the cause for their flooding. Figueredo and his neighbors have taken their grievances to the city, the county, engineers, and developers. He even filed a lawsuit, but it was dismissed. So, people have been taking matters into their own hands, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on commercial-grade underground water pumps, building their own retention ponds, and building berms around their properties to dam the water. Some have had to walk away from their homes altogether. This is why multiple communities across Volusia have taken their issue to local leaders, rallying for low-impact development and passing ordinances for moratoriums on new projects.
Somebody needs to scratch their head and say, oh, okay, we need to do something different here. And that's where we are.
That's County Chair Jeff Brower. He says he won't approve any more new development until this gets figured out. And he's trying to get the rest of the council on his side.
I think they associate development with economic development, that it brings in tax money, it brings in jobs. And I wouldn't disagree with that if we were doing it correctly.
The city of DeLand says they've been in talks with the county and residents to try and mitigate ongoing flooding. But they cite an extensive study of the area in which engineers concluded that rain is causing the floods, not development. And they tout their development standards. While people want to see more done, stricter requirements can in turn have an economic impact. And that's an important caveat, according to Craig Fugate. Fugate was a federal emergency management agency administrator for 8 years. He now lives in Florida.
People hate when FEMA shows that the flood zones have increased.
He says if the agency tries to expand flood insurance rate zones as needed, there's often resistance.
Developers and builders, and to a certain degree, public officials will push back against that because they perceive that it's limiting their opportunity to develop something.
But Fugate says that soon, old industry standards won't cut it anymore, and that local and federal governments should start planning ahead.
Are we building resiliency into future construction based upon these extreme rainfall events, or are we stuck only doing what we've done in the past and it's just going to keep happening?
But until people stop playing the blame game, Fugate says homeowners are left with no choice but to find a way to protect and speak for themselves. Lilian Hernandez-Caraballo, Central Florida Public Media.
Lilian Hernandez-Caraballo is a Report for America Corps member.